Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So I don't know if you'd heard this story, Johnny. I had not until today, but Jason Priestley apparently punched Harvey Weinstein in the face back in 1995.
Okay, I could see why he would punch him now, but why did he punch him in 95?
Well, he says he had no idea who he was. So here's his story. He says, I was sitting on a sofa. Now, this is like prime time. 95 would have been Jason Priestley's heyday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 90210 would have been not winding down just yet, but like kind of peaking, right?
It was peaking, and this was before he was in the Fifth Element.
That's right. Okay. I forgot that Jason Priestley was... Wait, Jason Priestley was in Fifth Element?
I think that was the one, right? I don't know. I always get those 90210 guys confused.
I don't think so. But we'll have to look into that.
I'll look into it.
Okay. So anyway, so he was at an event. He said, I was sitting on a sofa that someone else wanted to sit in, another famous person, Priestley tells Us Weekly. Yeah. He came over and told me to leave because someone else wanted to sit there. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know who the guy was. I thought he was that person's security guard. Okay. I was like, who are you? Go away, dude. And then he, meaning Harvey Weinstein, told him to leave. So Jason Priestley, who was sitting by a friend at the time, said he got really offended. He said, I didn't know who he was. Uh-huh. I thought he was a bully. I thought he was a big bully that was working for someone else and using his position to bully him and my friend. So I was like, you know what? I don't even want to be around this person. Then he grabbed me, and so I hit him.
Wow.
I know. I love this story. It's like, dang.
Wow, that's crazy. A fact check, it was actually the other guy in 90210. It was Luke Perry.
Oh, it was Luke Perry.
That was in Fifth Element.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot that he was in there.
He was in there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyways, so another thing that's way back, not quite back to 1995, but 1997, is 20 years ago, yesterday or a couple days ago, since the release of Titanic, and the debate rages on over the scene that everybody talks about is if Jack could fit on the door.
Yeah.
And Rose just let him go.
She just let him go. She actually like broke his, like she had to like rip his fingers off of her. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she was like, I'll never let go, Jack.
But except for right now, your hand's really cold.
Your hands are really cold, so you gotta go. But Kate Winslet probably is asked this question every single time she's interviewed. But finally, she admitted that yes, there was room on the door.
Oh my goodness.
This totally fuels my my idea for a sequel, Titanic 2, Jack Dawson's Revenge.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But here, check this out.
Is she going to target? Is she the target of his revenge or him decided yet?
Her and Billy Zane.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Billy Zane has to get brought into this.
So November 9th event, Winslet and Kathy Bates joked about Jack's death and says, in one of the cinema's most tragic love scenes, Jack insists that Rose must survive. Her heart will go on. Now, Bates, being 69, while introducing Winslet at the SAG-AFTRA Foundation, the whole award thing. She said, he lets go of her hand and sinks into the depths of the Atlantic. And I personally think that there was plenty of room on there. And then Kate Winslet, probably, red faced because she's like, oh, how do I talk about this? She admitted that there probably was some room for both characters to survive. She said, I completely agree with you on that door. She said to Bates, he could have fit on it. He could have fit on the door.
Case closed.
Yeah, it's from the source.
It's from, I know.
It's from the person that was on the door.
She would know. She would know. I bet you the two of them laid on it just to joke around while they were rehearsing. Like,
I wonder if she said, like, in the middle of filming that, like, hey, James Cameron, just want to tell you, he could totally fit over here.
Let's make the door, like, a little smaller. Let's make it a piece of wood, not a door.
Yeah. He's like, nope, you gotta let him go.
You gotta let him go. Yeah. All right.
But, like I said, just wait for this summer, Titanic 2, Jack Dawson's Revenge.
I'm looking forward to it.
In theaters everywhere.